It seemed like a good laugh on Saturday Night Live.
Millions of Americans are visiting healthcare.gov, which is great news. Unfortunately, the site was only designed to handle 6 users at a time.
Laughter there, but we're finding out in reality that was no joke. Joining us live is CBS correspondent Cheryl Atkison, who broke this story. 6 people enrolled in the first 24 hours, Cheryl.
Yes, good morning. I think that is somewhat of a surprise, although we knew the website was having terrible problems, so it makes sense that people were having trouble getting through. But the thought that the sum total of what they reported in their own notes, at least, from that first day was 6 is pretty shocking.
Now, the second day, it was up to a little bit, but still under 300. Did it get any better after the first couple of days?
We only have notes for the first couple of days. I would sort of assume that there's a trajectory that will go more and more, especially as the website functions more. In its own defense, the government, which has consistently said, apparently incorrectly, that there are no figures, has pointed out that in the Massachusetts healthcare system, they started out as well with almost no numbers, but built to a sort of skyrocketing figure as the deadline grew near. Certainly, if this, you know, law stays law and it is required, more people will sign up for this plan as that deadline draws closer.
Well, obviously, those figures are out there. Are they going to be more forthcoming going forward so people can get a gauge as to whether or not this is starting to work or not?
It's my understanding the administration has said it will release some numbers in mid-November, I suppose around November 15th. Obviously, because the numbers didn't look good for the start, there must have been some sort of decision not to give these unofficial early numbers. So the numbers that we will get, I guess, will be official confirmed numbers that include all forms, not just the website, but direct enrollment straight to the insurance company's website, the mail-in applications, anything of that sort. They need an average of 39,000 a day to reach the 7 million mark by March 1st that they're hoping for, that makes it pretty much viable and solvent as long as it has plenty of young, healthy people mixed in the mix in there, which is another question. But it doesn't mean they need to get 39,000 people each day. Like I said, more and more will probably come to the site. At least that's their hope as time goes on.
Right. Boy, it's been so mortifying, the whole rollout for the administration, though, Cheryl.
Well, I think one thing that, as a journalist, you know, that bothers me a little bit is the information as to how many people are signing up and so on. They may not like those numbers, but I feel like the public, we own those numbers. That's about us, the program that, you know, we're paying for, that's designed on behalf of the American public. And it appears to me as though they've chosen or decided not to release those numbers and be kind of cagey about it when asked under oath at before Congress, rather than just tell us the early numbers that they have that are unofficial. They've just chosen not to say anything.
Well, we also have policies that are being canceled, and of course, hopefully those people will be getting new policies. But if you put all those numbers together right now, it would be negative, essentially, of people going into the insurance market.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if the plan only works if enough people get pushed off their insurance. You know, perhaps that's the only way the model works, the best way the model works, if they push people off their plans, and then those people have to seek out the plan under the Affordable Health Care Act.
Well, as you mentioned, the administration will supposedly give us numbers in a couple of weeks. We'll get more information then. Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate it, and good work getting those early numbers for us. Great story last night. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkison.